Auburn still pushing hard to flip three Alabama commits.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes. An Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're ready to rock and roll on this beautiful Tuesday, talk about some possible flips on the horizon, or at least some attempts to flip some kids on the horizon, some Alabama commits Auburn's pushing really hard for. We're going to break each one down. But before we do, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, I've said it till I'm blue in the face. No cost financial analysis. You can't get this anywhere. You got to reach out to him. Even if you already have a retirement plan, how do you know it's working at the top level that it needs to be working? Ford's that guy. You reach out to him. He'll take a look at it. He'll put a plan together for you at no cost to you, and you'll make a friend at the same time. So if you're at that point, you need to give Ford a shout. There's so many ways to reach him. Active Wealth Management, annuity360.net, and retirementresults.com. All kinds of literature you can get at all three of those resources to see all the different ways that Ford can maximize what you've worked so hard to save and grow. So check him out. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. So when a commit goes elsewhere, they're not off the table. No recruit is off the table. Flips are not as rare as they were in the past. And there's three big ones all committed to your arch rival, Alabama, that Auburn has had in town recently over the last 2 weeks, all three of these kids. And Auburn's pushing really hard to make to go ahead and flip those guys and get, I think they would take all three. If you could get all three of these guys, you'd go ahead and do it and you'd be happy. You got two in-state guys that we're going to talk about, and you got one Georgia guy who was just here this past weekend. All three obviously say great things, but there's a key commonality between all three. And if it comes true, and we're going to talk about it, if it comes true, I think it's going to be something to watch. So the first one, obviously, Big Tony Antonio Coleman. Can we be the trifecta? Can we be the third flip? The trifecta, flip back to Auburn. He's already flipped. He flipped to Auburn once, had a coaching change, flipped back to Alabama. He's been here multiple times already this summer. He just came in about 2 weeks ago, but not this past weekend, but I think the weekend prior. Got a really good chance to really sit down with Vontrell King Williams, and I think it made a very big impact. Now, he said some very interesting things. I'm going to share a couple of them with you. When he was asked about the chances of Auburn flipping him back, he said, you know, it's a big step. You got to make grown-up decisions. You have to be somewhere for 4 years. So it's a lot, but nothing I can't handle. The second to last game of my football season, after that game, I want to close my recruitment. He said some other things. I think he said this to multiple sites. I'm reading this from On3. They do a great job with interviews. So that doesn't sound very committed to me. That does not sound very locked in. If you want to why do you have to close your recruitment? How do you close your recruitment if you're already committed? So clearly this kid is very intrigued with Auburn. He's very enthralled with everything that Auburn has to give. He loves Vontrell King, the early relationships that he's had to really get with Vontrell King Williams and bond. I think have paid huge, huge dividends and kind of opened his eyes to say, you know, it might be okay to flip back to Auburn. Auburn really wants this kid. I think he's, I don't know exact his ranking on every single site. I know he's right around the top 10, top 12 player in the state, a Mobile kid that you really want to get. Auburn's not going to stop recruiting this kid. They're just not going to give up on this kid. If you could get him, there's a couple of different defensive linemen, interior guys that you're looking at. This guy, Nate Marshall. If you can get both, I think they'd take both of them if they could. But you definitely want to put the emphasis on the in-state kid, like Hugh has put a ton of emphasis on in-state kids in general. And this is sort of the theme that you're going to notice through these three guys, okay? Nine times out of 10, I'll be back to Big Cat. If I don't, I'll be at a lot of games. Coach Hugh Freeze has told me he's not giving up on me, even when I did commit back to Alabama. That's what I like about him. So, high likelihood he's back for Big Cat weekend. Who cares? You know, everybody's coming for Big Cat weekend. It's just a trip. The significance of that is Alabama is going to have some cute little cookout or something like that that they're calling like Cold Summer or something. They're going to be having a cookout of some sort at the same exact weekend. So for him to even throw it out there that, you know, I may be looking at coming back to Big Cat weekend, I think is significant because, again, if you come to Auburn's cookout or Auburn's hangout versus the school you're committed to on the same weekend with very little time, there's a very small little window that opens that you can actually visit again. If you're coming to Auburn's versus Alabama's, I'm not saying that's a 100% sign for a flip, but it speaks volumes. It would speak volumes. So, and that's going to be a consistent theme you're going to see across these three guys as far as their plans for the end of July. So Antonio Coleman, I think, is a massive priority for this class, and he'd be a huge addition. And that's why I always say be careful what you say when kids decommit, when kids flip, because they're with this staff, man, they're never off the table. When kids commit elsewhere, they're if they really, really want them and they really push for them, nobody is off the table. So Antonio Coleman, I would say let's pay really close attention to him. It could possibly be a later flip if it's a flip at all. But I think that's one that you need to circle and pay attention to. And let's watch the actions. Let's see where he goes. Let's see where typically you can follow the visits. Let's see what happens in July. Let's see what happens during the season and see, you know, what type of, how often he comes to Auburn for football games and things of that nature. So Antonio Coleman, that's one of the ones I think Auburn has a really good chance at flipping from Alabama. The second one, Derek Smith, one of my favorite players in the class, one of the top rated players in the state of Alabama, absolute freak, you know, 6'1", 6'2", right around 200 pounds, could play offense, could play defense. He was here again. He's been here multiple times, but he was here again a couple of weekends ago for an official visit as a commit to Alabama. And for the most part, all his reviews were just absolutely glowing. So I talked about the last time we talked about this guy that Alabama really pushed hard for him to play on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that he probably wants to play receiver a little bit more. And Alabama's lead recruiter was their defensive backs coach. And then all of a sudden, he started talking to the wide receivers coach as he started lining up visits to Auburn. So I don't know if it's a torn situation. I don't know if it's a, I don't really care. I just want to play and see where I fit. But Auburn has really wanted this kid as a wide receiver. They've said it. I think the kid wants to play wide receiver at the next level. But just in case, he spent a ton of time this past weekend, not this past weekend, but when he was here, he spent a ton of time with Marcus Davis a lot of the weekend. But just in case, he also spent a lot of time with Charles Kelly. And he talked about all of the NFL defensive backs that Charles Kelly has put in the guys that he's put in the NFL. His history of developing defensive backs. And I think you've seen what Marcus can do on the recruiting trail. Obviously, you've seen what Charles Kelly has an incredible resume. Marcus is building an incredible resume. So being able to spend time with both of those guys on his visit, I think was huge. And he says the right things. You know, I don't really care where I play. You know, I'll kind of see whatever I want to play. is where I'll play, but they really like me at receiver. So Auburn isn't limiting him to just one position. They're kind of letting him decide, you know, we like you so much, we'll let you play anywhere. We're not going to pigeonhole you into a position and say, this is where you're going to be. We just want you here. We just want you here. We think you're elite. We think you can make a massive impact on this team, and we just want you here. So that is a pitch that's a little bit different, and I think Derek really likes that openness and that honesty that, hey, we just and respects it. Hey, they don't care where I want to play. They don't care where I play. They just want me on their team. Let me just go get there and fill it out, and I'll figure out where I want to be. I'm an elite athlete. I can make it happen regardless. So a couple other things he said, you know, Auburn has been in there for real. I plan on coming back for Big Cat Weekend. I like the atmosphere. I like the atmosphere. Makes you want to come to Auburn. I plan on being coming back for Big Cat Weekend. So he is sort of a confirmed on the list for Big Cat Weekend. And I think, again, I talked about it with Antonio Coleman. Alabama has their little bitty version of a Big Cat Weekend the exact same weekend. So if he's choosing to come to Auburn's cookout, Auburn's hangout over the school he's committed to, I think that speaks volumes. I think that's something to watch. These two in-state kids, Antonio Coleman and Derek Smith, if they both show up for this cookout, I mean, for this hangout, for the Big Cat Weekend, I mean, watch out. I don't think it's over. This kid committed to Alabama early, and I know Auburn was really in on him hard. It was kind of a shock that he went ahead and committed, and they haven't given up. Just that's the theme. Hugh Freeze does not give up when it comes to recruits. So Antonio Coleman, Derek Smith, both in-state kids that are high priorities. And then the last one we're going to talk about, but before we do, obviously, you know, we got to give a shout out to plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code button for 10% off every single order from now until they shut down the internet. They got a little bit of a flavor for everybody. They got some cool sounding flavors, and they freshly roast and grind their coffee days before it ships. So, you know, it's going to be fresh. It's going to be smelling good. You can smell it from the mailbox. So check them out. Use coupon code button and take 10% off. And if you don't like coffee, they got teas too. So check them out, plainscoffee.com. Last one, recent visitor, probably the best player out of the three. I mean, kid's a freak. Duke Johnson. He was here this past weekend, had a great time. And another theme, another theme with him is I probably will be back for Big Cat Weekend. I'm probably coming back to Auburn for a game and Big Cat Weekend. So once again, if you notice the theme here, all three of these guys have said, you know, they're eyeing that Big Cat Weekend as coming back to Auburn when they have a recruiting visit of their own, a recruiting event of their own school that they're committed to. They're already talking about coming back to Auburn. They're already talking about coming back to Auburn. Duke Johnson is a linebacker. He spent a ton of time with DJ Durkin. Once DJ, you know, I want you to come in and start as a freshman. You got several guys that are going to be gone after this season. You got Asante going to be gone. You got a couple other guys that could go as well. And he loves this kid. DJ has put a high priority on this guy. The Lockhart kid that's already committed, and Elijah Menendez. Those are his three linebackers that he has put a huge, huge emphasis on. And I think you sit really, really – obviously, you got one that's already a commit. You sit really, really well with Elijah Menendez as far as flipping him from Miami. And then Duke Johnson would be the crown jewel. He's a five-star on some other websites. He is a – free, you know, an Owen Popo type athlete, a very athletic, smaller but fast and big, powerful linebacker. This guy's a high priority. Now, I think this of the three, this one might be the hardest to flip. He did tweet out, I'm locked in. I think they were worried. I think Alabama was a little bit concerned after this visit. And they still should be concerned. I don't think it's over. And I'll be very, very anxious to see. He did put out a tweet that said, you know, I'm locked in. And then it quoted a text message he sent to an Alabama writer that said, Roll Tide forever or something like that, which is, you know, the party line. If you want to get a rider off your back, you say something like that. That's exactly what I would expect him to say. If you're committed to a school, so they don't just ask you 1,000 questions every single day. But he did say that. He did say locked in. He didn't say I'm shutting it down. He didn't say I'm not going anywhere. And clearly, I mean, he said I'm going to be back for games and Big Cat weekend. Spent a lot of time with Kenyatta Watson. He's a Georgia kid. And obviously we know the impact that Kenyatta Watson can have. I don't know. This one's going to be tough. He straight up said there's probably a chance that Auburn could flip him. But me and Bama are pretty locked in right now, which I think is, you know, pretty fun, locked in for the moment. So it's probably an Auburn-Alabama battle down to the wire. And again, do these guys show up for Big Cat weekend? If you want to really make a statement, if Hugh Freeze really wants to make a statement, there is no better way early than if you can get these three kids, even if they don't necessarily all flip, if you can get them to come to Big Cat weekend and be a part of it and see what you got planned and see, the run of commits you're going to go on. And I'm sure there's going to be some commits there, probably some really big names. If you can get them to be a part of those festivities versus going to their own, the school they're committed to's event, I think it would make some headlines. I mean, you're going to have a massive, I mean, even if it's not so much of being about coming to Auburn, the visitor list right now is just unreal. I mean, you're going to have Juju Lewis there. You're going to have Caleb Cunningham. You got guy after guy committing, highly rated guys, you know, one after the other, committing to come to this thing. So I think they might just want to come be a part of it. I think it would be big to get them back on campus in that small little window of a dead period, but it's not going to be easy. And if I had to guess right now, I'd say best case scenario, Auburn gets two out of the three. I think Auburn gets at least one out of the three. I don't know which one it would be. I'm kind of leaning towards Derek Smith right now because, you know, Duke did put out the locked in tweet, and it seems like they're pretty going to be probably pounding him on not coming to Big Cat weekend. Antonio Coleman, are you really going to flip him again? I mean, he's already flipped twice. He's already flipped his commitment twice. Are you really going to be able to flip him a third time? At some point in time, I feel like he's got to get locked in. So if I had to pick one out of three, I'd say probably Derek Smith is the most likely, but I think you definitely get one. You definitely get one out of the three. Best case, probably two out of three. Probably not going to get all three, but would that send a message if you get all three of those? So let's see how it plays out. I just think it's interesting. I just think it's very interesting that Alabama's got this cookout thing that's the same weekend as Auburn, and you got Alabama commits talking about coming back to the Auburn event. Just shows how the atmosphere and the culture and everything that Hugh's built, that kids just want, even if they don't end up coming to Auburn, they just want to be in the mix. They want to be a part of it. And I think that's big. I think that's what a lot of kids are looking for in the college, not just necessarily you're going to come work hard, but you're going to be a part of something that's special. That's going to be a bunch of close family type friends and just the atmosphere that Hugh builds is pretty incredible. So let's see how it plays out. Yeah, I think all three of these guys have been here in the last couple of weeks, and I'm hoping like over, you know, you're going to start hearing that they're going to go ahead and solidify their visit to Big Cat Weekend. They may not. They may just show up. So Big Cat Weekend we're counting down the days. We're about a little over a month away, and it's going to be electric. It's going to be absolutely electric, and the flow of information and commits and stuff leading up to it is going to be a lot of fun. So let's see if we can reel these guys in, get them back for Big Cat Weekend. I think it will send a message and be a big, big statement. I really appreciate it. If you liked it, like this video, subscribe to this channel, get in the comments, and let's talk about it. You think I'm crazy? Alabama fans, you think there's no chance? Let me know about it. Let me know about it in the comments. We can talk about it and have some fun. So follow me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. And we're going to be back tomorrow. No telling what could happen between now and tomorrow. We could have another commit. We'll see what happens. It seems like there's been a lot of surprises lately. So I really appreciate your listens, appreciate your interactions, and you make this a lot of fun. So y'all have a great day. We'll catch you back tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.